With us in the studio, and I've heard of this gentleman, but this is the first time we've met. He's no doubt heard of me. Hang on, I'll turn your microphone off. I think you're going to talk.
But, I can hear myself.
Michael Gaither. Hello, partner. How are you?
How are you, Michael? Nice to officially meet you in person.
It's nice to meet you, and I'm looking at your rather sparse background sheet here. No, I'm joking. But I didn't realize
for radio people.
You did stand-up.
I did.
I did stand up,
did
and,
really?
And I liked eating better than performing, so I got out of that business.
Ah, that happens with music, too.
But incredibly, you sold jokes to Leno, and I sold jokes to Leno.
He had about a billion freelancers selling him jokes.
Do you remember? Tell me when you sold to Leno.
Yeah. If you go to my website, you can listen to my podcast. Anyway, one was like, what was it? There was a California... Cities were instituting, this has been a long time, they were instituting a view tax, and the nicer the view you had, the more tax money you had to pay. And the punchlines were, imagine what it would cost to live by a nude beach, ha ha ha. And if they had a volleyball net, your prices would go through the roof. And I thought, this is kind of lame, but this is the kind of stuff Leno does. So I bought it. I got...
$50.
$50.
I sold him the day after Priscilla Presley and Michael Jackson got divorced.
Uh-huh.
I sold him that Priscilla had slept better last night now that her skin stopped crawling.
Oh, okay. That's so funny.
Isn't that weird? And it was like everybody would go, wow, you sold a joke to Jay Leno. And he said, trust me, for $50, it loses its charm pretty quickly.
Well, and for as many as we wrote and sent
in. Yeah, that's right. I'd like to find that file because there's literally 500 and I sold 12 or something.
I sold 5 over the course of a couple of years, but it was a nice credit. Yeah.
It was great. Cool. It was great fun.
When were you doing stand-up? Was it Bay
I
Area?
I did stand-up. Bay Area, I did stand-up in the probably around 74, 75.
Okay, I was a little after that, back when 80s. And every club had a brick wall.
When everybody's brother had a comedy club.
Yeah. But it got me into writing. It got me in front of people, and you know, now I'm that kind of got me my writing juices flowing, and always carrying a notebook and writing everything down. And songwriting came along about 12 years ago.
Yeah. So. People have often described this show. It's like walking in on a conversation they have nothing to do with. And today is very clearly that, since you and I are comparing notes on that.
I like it.
Rachel's like,
this. I'm liking this. Yeah.
It's because you could just sit there. You're not eating today.
No, I'm not. I've already eaten. I ate earlier. Normally, I have a lot of food going on in the studio, don't tell anybody.
You're a regular here. Why do I see his name around here a lot? How do I know him?
Because Rosie's a wonderful person.
Rosie is a wonderful person.
So is Rachel.
And Michael is a good friend to the station. He is a very...
Oh, is this the hot bearded guy Rosie refers to?
He's very hot, and he also writes songs that are about our town. And that's what's so cool.
All right.
Thank you.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
All right. So, first of all, you made a mention of your podcast.
Yes.
Since this has turned into Plugsville, USA.
Well, you know, it started off with, so I've got if you go to Michael Gaither, I have a website. And
really?
Yeah. MichaelGaither.com. I've got a podcast called Songs and Stories, and I interview other songwriters. I've been doing that for about 6 years.
Okay. Terrific.
That's
all right.
Cool.
What are you going to sing for us? Oh, what's it called, the show?
Songs and Stories.
Songs and Stories. Okay.
All right. So I'll do the title track on my newest record. I think you've seen the video for this. This is a little piece of local history. Many years ago, way up in the San Lorenzo Valley, we had the Starview Drive-In. In Santa Cruz, we had the Skyview. And in Watsonville, we had the Starlight. And this is called Starlight Drive-In Saturday Night. I played on the swings till it got dark. Found where Mom and Dad had parked. Settled into my jammies all warm and tight. Started out with a few cartoons. Caught the rising of the moon. Starlight driving Saturday night. Now back in 1953, my hometown made history with the county's only outdoor movie screen. You don't see drive-ins now at all. They're parking lots and shopping malls. But back then, it was quite a scene. A gravel lot, a movie screen standing in the dark. Roll down your window, hang a speaker on your car. You paid by the carload, stop and hit your lights. Starlight driving Saturday night. When high school weekends rolled around, we'd head in with half the town and a couple of friends in the trunk hidden out of sight. the social scene of the town's who's who, the rest of us. We went to Starlight Driving Saturday night. A gravel lot, a movie screen standing in the dark. Stagger from the snack bar. Try to find your car, first-hand knowledge. Steamy windows, every now and then a fight. Starlight Driving Saturday night. Starlight Driving Saturday night. But they tore it down in 92. Our hanging out days, they were through. I don't know what kids do these days for fun, but on that side, you know what's cool? They built the Starlight Grammar School. That's the only hip thing this town has ever done. A gravel lot, a movie screen standing in the dark. Drive off with a speaker, wave at the guard. If I could go back in time, I just might. Starlight Driving Saturday night. Starlight Driving Saturday night. Another long gone piece of Americana, like a real milkshake from a Woolworths counter. Vinyl records. Tower Records. A bucket of popcorn for a dollar. Life before the multiplex.
That is so pretty.
And cool, huh?
Kudos on the video. It is a thank wonderful, you. Wonderful thanks. Video. Is there still a drive-in? Isn't there one in town still?
There's the one where they have the flea market, but they don't.
But they don't do
the screens. The screens are gone.
The screens are gone.
When you were a little girl, did you go to the drive-in?
I did go to the drive-in. Yes.
Now the last time, but see, toward the end of the drive-ins, Michael, they had you got the dialogue or the sound on FM, right?
FM, right.
Remember the old days when they used to have the speakers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to, if you were a real geek, you always walked between the speaker and the car.
Exactly.
And broke a window at some point along the way.
Yeah, in fact, when I was looking for photographs for the cover of the CD, I tried to find ones of the Starlight in Watsonville, and I did finally. But I was trying to find drive-in photographs, and all the ones that are still open, I couldn't find any with the speakers.
No, I don't think any of them do.
No. Huh. The big thing now is that, because I research songs, that's kind of the fun part about doing this, is the drive-ins that are still open, there's actually still a lot of Starlight drive-ins open because it was a common name. The ones that are still open are kind of, a lot of them are going to close next year because in 2014, all movies are being delivered digitally.
That's right.
It's about $70,000 to do the conversion. So.
Well, that's too bad because I remember going to a lot of drive-ins in high school and hoping it'd be 3D because I had the glasses I'd make the girl wear.
You just try it.
Yeah, put these on. It's a little different now, isn't it? Yeah. you have got some things coming up Wednesday, the 31st. You're at the Ugly Mug in SoCal.
Yes, with my friend Steve Kritzer.
Steve Kritzer.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a donation. It says $10 to $15 mm-hmm. suggested donation.
Yeah.
I love that. So you stand there and go, it's not what we suggested. Come on. There we are.
Everybody's very good about supporting the plays.
Friday the 16th, Nine Lives Club in Gilroy, the multi-band benefit for St. Joseph's Family Center and Community Solutions.
Yeah.
And then Sunday on the 8th, your Carlitos Cultural Center.
Yes, there is culture in Carlitos.
Really? Does it involve sausages? Or?
Sausages around the corner. Yeah, my wife and I host a series there. So every other month we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
We've done that for about 3 years.
All right.
So about every other month we do either play or I host, and we bring in some.
Terrific. Okay, folks want to find out more by CDs, et cetera, your website?
MichaelGaither.com.
Gaither, you just expect everyone can spell that.
Yeah, and or mispronounce it. I've gotten all these very creative.
Well, you came to the right place for that. G A I T H E R.
You've been good about that.
I was very disappointed at the station in Freedom. They kept calling me Michael Gaucher, and people thought I was Mary Gaucher's cousin. And she thought it was funny too. But we corrected that. So
there's a station in Freedom.
Hey.
Okay. So I bet it's just four letters, isn't it? Something else. What you got? Two? You got time for one more tune?
I do. This is another song about my hometown.
Normally they ask me. KSCO.
I'm looking at the clock, going, okay, let's get going. This is another song about my hometown. This is about all the dining options we have in Watsonville. You know, we have a couple of your sponsors, I think, and then we have, and I'm not kidding, they counted, it's in the Watsonville Patch website, 237 taquerias.
Really?
Yeah. So if you like burritos, yeah, come on down. But, you know, throw me a piece of fish once in a while, a vegetable. You know.
The Rack of Lamb world closed finally, huh?
It did. This song is called Now It's a Taqueria. Italian place up on the west side, we used to go every Friday night. Linguine, gnocchi, the best you could get, but the building changed hands and the menu reset. The pasta's gone, it's tortillas instead. Say goodbye to the garlic bread. Arrivederci. They threw out the wine list, they're pouring sangria, 'cause now it's a taqueria. Yeah, now it's a taqueria. The Thai restaurant, that place was nice. Tom Cow guy and pineapple rice. Wonderful service, we love the staff, but the owners left town and they never looked back. Can grab a burrito if you're in a hurry, but don't ask for the spicy red curry. No tenemos, pork dumplings are gone. We order carnitas, 'cause now it's a taqueria. Yeah, now it's a taqueria. I'll eat habanero as much as I'm able. I love guacamole made there at your table. But choices have limits in our little town. They ran one cuisine straight into the ground. By now you're hungry, I see it on your face. If you're looking for options, you're in the wrong place. The food round here's good, but there's only one kind. If you want Greek or Korean, you're wasting your time. But if you like pozole or hand-rolled tortillas, fresh chili verde from homegrown tomatillos. Pick any restaurant, I know where I'll see ya. 'Cause now it's a taqueria. Yeah, now it's a taqueria. Like I have a choice. Now it's a taqueria. I love my hometown.
Michael Gaither, that is very nice. Thank you, my friend. You know what we
Thank
should
you.
Do, Rachel?
What?
Toward the end of summer, I think I'm gone the last day of summer, but toward the end of summer, after Monterey Bay Idol Unplugs over, let's have a hootenanny in here, and we'll bring in everybody. Get Carolyn Sills, get those Weasel Kalfas brothers that never talk to us, and you come back.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael's looking like he's going to invite me.
He's like, I know these people.
You come back. This will be,
Carolyn
this will
just
be
played
fun.
Our just played Carlitos 2 weeks ago, right. And Jamie and Kellen played about a year ago.
We'll do 2 hours. And we'll all do Unplugged. That'd be great fun.
That would be so cool.
So you'll come join us?
Absolutely. I love those people. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and you
great.
Too. I love you too.
This well, is- we love you.
No, you just like name drop some of my favorite local people. That's yeah. like in
really?
One sentence. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Jeremy Irons. Well, I just shot in the dark. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Rick,
Thank you very much.
We got an A train?